Why can't more women have protected sex without it making them miserable? We need more female-friendly birth control options. Here's why, by Christy Hutchings. At 13 years old, Kitty Stegman began taking the birth control pill. She, like many women, needed it to regulate her period. But now, nearly a decade and 5 different birth control methods later, Stegman has stopped using birth control altogether. "I've had some bad luck," Stegman said of her contraceptive trials. "I gave it a fair shot." Women and teenage girls have long lamented the side effects of birth control. With different variations come different dreaded side effects. In some women, the pill can cause weight gain. In others, it's been linked to higher risk for certain types of cancer. The arm implant can cause headaches, weight gain, acne, dizziness, mood disturbances, nausea, lower abdominal pain, hair thinning, and loss of libido. Intrauterine devices have a similar rap sheet and may also become displaced in the uterus or migrate throughout the body cavity and damage other organs. But despite the seemingly endless list of things that could potentially go wrong, a majority of women and girls in the U.S. choose to use contraception of some kind. Michelle Proctor Goodwin, a professor at UC Irvine who is also the director of the Center for Biotechnology and Global Health, said that the historical position of women in the healthcare system still impacts the way women are treated by doctors today. It is important to understand that the roots of women's rights in medicine begin with the abuse of African and indigenous women, Goodwin said. To consider rights, one must first acknowledge the absence of rights. Goodwin said that male-directed and dominated healthcare created a spectrum of abuse and lack of quality care, which has inspired healthcare agencies to think about healthcare with a purposeful focus on women. Even so, many women are left wondering if there is a way to have a safe sex life without feeling miserable because of their birth control. "My gynecologist never made me feel like I had an option to not be on birth control as a sexually active female," Stegman said. "It was almost my responsibility." So, Stegman stayed on the pill for a few years until she realized it made her unhappy. She didn't like the way she felt. On the advice of her gynecologist, she opted for an alternative, the birth control implant, which was embedded just beneath the skin of her upper arm. The implant made Stegman's weight fluctuate wildly. She gained 30 pounds despite active exercise and dieting. "Doctors didn't want to take it out of my arm, even though I was severely unhappy," she said. "I had to yell at my gynecologist to get it out." As soon as she got the arm implant removed, she quickly lost all the weight. Stegman returned to the relative familiarity of the pill, albeit a different brand. She stayed on it into her senior year of college when she began to feel lethargic, lost her sex drive, and her hair began to fall out. "I don't know what it was, I just knew something was off," she said. "Basically, what happened was that my body stopped making any natural hormones, so I didn't have any estrogen or testosterone in me, only the estrogen that I was getting from the pill." After that, Stegman decided to give her body a break. "I went off everything for like a year," she said. But Stegman got nervous quickly. She was still sexually active and didn't want to risk getting pregnant. "That's when I decided to get the IUD," she said. The IUD is touted as one of the best forms of birth control available to women for its simple insertion, long-term effect, and efficacy rate. They're convenient, last 3 to 6 years, and have a low side effect profile, said Dr. Sophia Rebellis, a gynecologist in Torrance. They are the most effective form of long-acting, reversible contraception available, with very low failure rates. Stegman's doctor told her much the same about IUDs. "They made me feel like it would be no symptoms," she said. "They're like, oh, it'll be a slight pinch, you might have tiny bleeding, it'll only last like 6 weeks. But just minutes after her IUD was inserted, Stegman said that she began experiencing pain so severe that she couldn't even drive herself home. She called the doctor to ask if this was normal, and they said that she might be suffering from pseudocontractions, a rare side effect of the IUD. Dr. Rebellis said that some cramping after placement is common, but usually goes away within 24 hours. But Stegman's intense pain didn't go away. "It stopped doing those really bad pain shocks after 4 months," she said. "But the pain on my period and after sex happened every single time for 11 months. "Doctors didn't prepare her for such pain," Stegman said, "nor the potential side effects that came along with her hormonal IUD. But she didn't want to get pregnant either. I just kept holding on to hope because it seemed like the perfect birth control option," she said. "You don't worry about it, it doesn't affect your hormones too much, and I didn't want to not be on anything." To put an end to the pain, Stegman had it removed nearly a year later. Stegman has decided to stop using any birth control methods for the time being because her experiences have been so painful. "I wish gynecologists would have more conversations about the other symptoms of birth control, like your hormones getting out of whack, or your skin getting messed up, or the fact that your libido drops," Stegman said. They just really play down, I think, some of the major symptoms. Dr. Rubella said that women like Stegman, who experience side effects from several different birth control methods, should go to someone who listens and really investigates what the negative side effects were. If that doesn't work, Rubella said that condoms, spermicide, and natural family planning are available methods that do not require women to alter their chemistry in a way that could negatively impact their well-being. But those are obviously way less effective and not things I recommend, said Rubella's. For those comfortable with a permanent form of birth control, tubal sterilization is an option. However, Rubella said that vasectomy is a way simpler and safer procedure than tubal sterilization is for a woman. Goodwin said that safety should be a priority in healthcare. It is important to keep women healthy and safe in all circumstances, including with regard to birth control, she said. That means research is important. But until research and development have a more female-friendly birth control option to offer, women will have to continue to choose between comfort and contraception.